Beyond Governance, making sense of doing business in South Africa, is proudly sponsored by Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
Did you know that where markets are concerned, it's not easy to detect the difference between objective and subjective reality, or between reality and fantasy? The business's view of the consumer has serious bottom line implications. At Plus 94 Research, we help businesses cut through the uncertainty by gathering and processing real consumer intelligence through advanced scientific research methodologies. Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
A very good morning to you and welcome to this week's installment of Beyond Governance here at 101.9 High FM. My name is Nimrod Opambele. It is always a pleasure to share this space and time with you as we stretch our minds by elevating pockets of excellence in the South African as well as African continent. In contextualizing today's conversation, I'll be joined by the African Genius Award winner, Professor Mashudu Chilufodo from the University of Pretoria. We all know, the African continent has been stripped of its human dignity and plundered of natural resources to empower or to reach Europeans. And when you talk of African Genius Award, it's one of those attempts to try and chip and restore African dignities. But we'll get to those type of issues in the context of the African Genius Awards with my esteemed guest. Before we get to the gist of our conversation, which I have already alluded to, allow me to thank Howard Feldman and the Morning Mayhem team for doing the stellar work. He'll be back on your radio tomorrow at the same time. I also want to thank Vusi Masinga, Craig Guthrie, who's on the controller, and most important, also want to acknowledge Betsy, who is the technical producer of the show. Moving along, if you miss any of our previous conversation, not worry, simply go to High FM website and look for Beyond Governance podcast and then pull any, share your thoughts with us. In today's conversation, we are putting a spotlight on the prestigious African Genius Award, which took place in Sierra Leone on the 7th of September at Farabe College. And the 2024 event brought together luminaries, dignitaries, as well as finalists from 10 African countries embodying the Pan-African nature of awards. With 16 finalists selected from a vast pool of nominees, the event honored the best intellect, creativity, and innovation. And parting off, I could not agree with that kind of statement when you look at the caliber of my guest. I am joined now by Professor Mashudu Chilufodo, who's a renowned medical expert. Without any waste of time, let me take this opportunity to welcome. Good Prof, good morning and welcome to Beyond Governance.
Okay, thank you so much. It is an honor once more to be invited to your station.
No, thank you very much. While we're still getting ready for our conversation, Prof, your line is a bit stretchy. Perhaps maybe you could find an appropriate location so that we can hear loud and clear. We cannot afford not to hear even a word that you're saying, for you are such an important guest, and I'm sure the listeners we'll be very happy to hear everything from your end, crystal and clear. While Prof is probably finding a better location so that the network is not interrupted, let me give you a bit of a background about Prof. Prof. Mashudu Chilufodo is a renowned medical expert, known for his pioneering work in the field of ENT. He made history back in 2019 by performing world's first middle ear transplant using 3G printed bones, which was a groundbreaking achievement that has potential to revolutionize treatment of hearing. The surgery, which was conducted at the University of Pretoria and Stephen Biko Academic Hospital, involved restructuring the middle ear with the 3D printed bones to replace damaged ossicles. So this is obviously fantastic kind of recognition. As we start, Prof, perhaps maybe the first thing would be, have you always wanted to be a medical doctor? At what point you decided to specialize? Take us through that journey, please.
Yes, when I was 11 years old, I think I was doing standard 3, which is grade 5 now. I was asked what I would like to become. And I think out of the blue, I just said to the teacher, I'd like to become a doctor. It was then that I was told that I'm too stupid and I'm not intelligent enough. And she went on and said, no, I attended school with your elder brother. He was not good. So what makes you think you can become a doctor? Those words propelled me to really want to become a doctor than any other thing. There were very few doctors then. I mean, that was in early 1975, 74. There were very few doctors that I knew, which were those missionary doctors that we met when we go to the hospital and you're very sick. I used to suffer a lot from tonsillitis, nose bleeding, coughing, which is what every child from a rural community will always get, those infections. But what made me to become, wanting to become a doctor, is because their treatment, their injections and medication made such an immediate impact in my life. And my mother, may her soul rest in peace, she told me that I was very, very sickly when I was very young. And she thought I was going to die. And because of the doctors, missionary doctors then, I think at Donald Fraser Hospital, they looked after me so much that when she saw me being a grown-up man, every time she remembered those early days. So I said, I want to make a difference and impact people's life. And so that helped me from that very young age to focus on wanting to become a doctor. Yes, there were very few doctors, but then the only doctor was what, Dr. Ramasuba and Mominyadziwa. Those were the only two doctors in. Yeah, many things came my way that they wanted me to be something else. And to become a nurse, a teacher, occupational therapy, lab technician. I said, no, I want to be on top of the pile. I want to become a doctor. So all the way. And that's how I end up being a doctor. And I love being a doctor. And I love the privilege of making a difference. And I thank God for that.
Oh, thank you very much for that beautiful insight. You know, it's amazing how words can be so powerful. They could either destroy you as a person or can build you. I mean, in your particular instance, somebody referring to you as stupid, you just wanted to prove that individual wrong, and you did.
Yes, yes. One of them was also to affirm that I don't care what people say about me. He said, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I have what it takes. So that courage within, believing in yourself, it does not matter. So it's not every word that I said about you that you must listen to. Mm-hmm. Some of them, they might just come through one ear and goes out the other. Or some you just pretend that you don't hear. And I do it most of the time. Maybe it's my coping system. Even if I meet somebody, I realize that this person wants to be fighting, aggressive, racist or something. I pretend like I don't hear them because they don't know if I'm hearing them or not. Maybe I'm very deaf. So I choose to listen to what I want to because I can tell that this one is provoking me. And I'll keep quiet or I'll drop your phone because I realize that this person wants to provoke me.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Look, so I have self-control within myself.
No, absolutely. That's a very useful attribute that will certainly benefit a whole lot of other people, particularly when somebody wants to demean you, somebody wants to look down on you in a very condescending way. But as we proceed, Prof, you've recently nominated and won the African Genius Award, which was, as I was indicating earlier, held in Sierra Leone last month.
Yes.
You know, just take us through that particular journey because there's so much that I want you to share with the listeners as we proceed.
Yes, I mean, Yes, I became a specialist. I think it was by God's grace, because when I finished training at the University of Natal, those days of apartheid, it was very difficult. You were just there to become a doctor. You saw the other day was MTN Soliman. We were together at the same university, but he had more privilege than I had. But for me to go to Natal, you leave your home in Venda to Natal. For 1 year, you don't see your family, and you're focusing on studying and nothing else. Luckily, yes, it's one thing maybe I must appreciate the homeland system. Then, if you are admitted in medical school, you can get a bursary. And I got a homeland bursary to go to medical school. Otherwise, there was no way I could make it. And that was the only place where I could do medicine in the whole of South Africa. So when I finished my training, I said, I don't want to hear anything. As long as I pass from one class to another, I'm a doctor. After 3 years, I said, no, I want to specialize. That's when I realized that I must do the specialization where there's no one. And when I look at all this field where there were no blacks, I realized that one of the specialists, which was not having many people, was ear, nose, and throat. That's when I became an ENT specialist. And only then I realized that, wow, I was the only third ENT specialist, local black for that matter. That was in mid-1990s, 98. I could not believe it. And I said, and it was not easy to climb the ladder. It was difficult. So that's when I decided to say, no, I must stay and teach at the medical school so that I can help our local black boys and girls to become specialists, which is what I've been doing for the past, now it's almost 30 years now. But the thing is, when I started doing research, so I said, I cannot just be a doctor or a specialist or a professor for that matter, because I was the first youngest black professor in ENT in 2000. And then I started this research on the middle ear. So when I did 3D technology, it was in search of solution. I was not trying to be something else, to be important or to be remembered or to be a groundbreaker. I was looking for solution every day. It was that 13 of March 2019 that I later learned that I was the first person to do that. And I further learned that it was a groundbreaking operation. And I only learned that, wow, you have made history. And that's when I started to realize that a lot of our black folks were said, you have helped us. Now we have something to point at, to say we are innovative, we are intelligent, we are brilliant, which I had no idea. And so when I was nominated, I didn't even know that I was nominated. The secretary of the company that ran the African Genius Award, when she called me, I said, Afuneka, you're joking. He said, no, I'm not joking. I said, tell me something. He said, you're nominated. Do you accept the nomination? I said, okay, yes, I accept.
Prof, just for a second, just hold that beautiful thought. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a second. Just hold that beautiful thought.
Beyond Governance, making sense of doing business in South Africa, is proudly sponsored by Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
Did you know that where markets are concerned, it's not easy to detect the difference between objective and subjective reality, or between reality and fantasy? The business's view of the consumer has serious bottom line implications. At Plus 94 Research, we help businesses cut through the uncertainty by gathering and processing real consumer intelligence through advanced scientific research methodologies. Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
Welcome back. This is Beyond Governance. My name is Nimrod Mbele. I am joined here by a wonderful, wonderful prof, who's just won the Africa Genius Award. Professor Mashudu Chiluferro, who's attached to the University of Pretoria. You know, I welcome your thoughts, your views based on what you're observing and hearing from this beautiful conversation. Before we took the short break, Prof, give us a bit of insight on how he became the first ENT specialist and the extent to which what motivated him to become who he is. I mean, I really marveled at hearing that when he was a young lad and one of the teachers told him that he was stupid, you know, his brother went to the same school and he was obviously ridiculed. And those words really motivated him to become who he is. And he went to the University of Natal, studied with the likes of Dr. Solomon, you know, who we all know from The Gift of the Givers. So coming back, Prof, you said, then you got a, who did you get a call from? Just be more precise. And to say you've been nominated.
The secretariat.
Oh, yes, Funeka. And, yeah. and take us through that thought process. What came to your mind when you got, when you heard that you've been nominated?
What happened is that I think she first sent an email, and I told my secretaries in my office, because I have around three secretaries around me. I said, don't ignore any email, because when somebody sends an email to you, those people want to communicate. And when you become a role model, don't ignore their communication. Even if you just say, we have acknowledged, okay, we're looking at it. So now they come to me, they said, oh, there's this email, it said you have been nominated for this African Genius Award. I said, no, you're joking. Let me see. And I saw it. I looked down on the bottom. I found a cell phone and I phoned her. She said, yes, you are nominated. I said, is this for real? She said, yes. I said, no, I've never heard of that. She said, no, okay. Do you accept the nomination? Because I said, oh, okay, just accepting. I said, yes, I accept. Then from there, she continued communicating with me. Then only towards the end, when she tells me the date in Sierra Leone, then I realized this thing is serious. Then I started to research the African Genius Award. I saw all the nominees. I saw all the previous winners or people who have been recognized before, was Steve Biko, Bochinu Achebe, and then I saw so many, Bo Dangote and all of them. And in this one, I realized that, wow, even Bosia Kolisi and so many people. Then I started to realize that this thing is not a joke, it's real. Now I know that African Genius is more of our Grammy or of our BET, and is the proudest prize that I have of all of them. I think to be recognized by a panel of judges, which I end up Googling and looking, that this is not, it's not a voting. They look at what you have done and see that it fulfilled the requirement. I was told that you need to get more than 95% out of 100. I said, wow, that is big. Then I even said to Funeka, I need an African Genius, she said, African Genius Laureate signature, that in everything that I'm going to do now, I'm going to be Mashudu Chifularo African Genius Laureate. My goodness. I'm still waiting for that signature. So other prizes can remain behind, but this one is the most important one. Because yes, people said, you are genius. There are some who call me, Mashudu, you are genius. And I accept myself. I said, God, I think you have given me brain cells that works. And I thank him for that. So to be recognized as such is very, very important for me and encourage me to keep on moving and to keep on doing what God has gifted me with.
Absolutely. If you've just joined us, I'm in a company of the great. I'm in a company of absolutely great. And this is Professor Chifularo, Mashudu Chifularo, who is an ENT specialist attached to the University of Pretoria. And this is just simply amazing, just to hear the kind of the feeling that he derives from being one nominated. I mean, when you look at the nominated previous winners, we have the likes of Professor Wole Soyinka from Nigeria, with Dr. Dennis Mukwege, who's a Nobel Peace Prize laureate for his work with survivors of sexual violence. We have the likes of Chinua Achebe, who's been celebrated as an author and intellectual. We've got the likes of Aliko Dangote, who is Africa's richest man and a philanthropist. And of course, the likes of Bel Bantu. The list goes on. These are top of mind individuals. And you have been linked or associated with that kind of level. That must just be an amazing experience.
Definitely. I walk with my shoulder high and my head high. And I tell all, even the young ones and whoever said, this award is for all of us African. I got congratulations from all over the world, even from the whole diaspora. Any black person, I was checking on my Twitter line, people like Naomi Campbell, for that matter. The model, she sent to say, congratulations, you are a goat. I said, wow, that is great.
No, that is beautiful indeed. But perhaps maybe on that very line that you got recognition across the globe by African diaspora in the main, what does that mean for undoing the damage done by colonialism in terms of stripping the dignity and intellectual capability of Africans? What does that mean for you?
No, this is a big, big impact. I feel I salute the founder of the African Genius Award. I said he himself is a genius because he looked for a solution where there was no solution, where we are not recognized by anyone. So, and I can see around myself, my young doctors and all my friends and those, I'm getting congratulations from everywhere. And my counterparts, which are, you know, most of them are white fellows, they are shocked. They even call me that clever black. I said, oh, my God. So they've come to accept that a black can be clever. And you know what? I think it's a big step towards encouraging our children. And the other thing that I've even been very surprised, crash and grade one, grade two kids, they did the assignment based on me, you know, because when you look on Google, they say that 10 most impressive or influential innovation from South Africa. I'm number 4 just behind Chris Barnard. It's Sasol, and then it comes as CitiScan, then Chris Barnard, then I come as number 4. I mean, that is great. That is
absolutely.
For me,
absolutely.
I just feel I've opened the door and I've made a black person to arrive on the table of intelligentsia. That's all. And when people say whatever, our black kids, and as they'll go on doing other things, but they have somebody to look at to say, we are also intelligent. Look at so-and-so. Look at so-and-so. So for Absolutely. Me, it is our achievement. But then I did not realize that I should be opening a big door here. It's only now that I'm aware that I'm opening a big door.
Absolutely. We're going to take one more quick break. We'll be back as we gravitate towards the end of this beautiful conversation with you, Prof. Let's take a break. We'll be back.
Beyond Governance, making sense of doing business in South Africa, is proudly sponsored by Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
Did you know that where markets are concerned, it's not easy to detect the difference between objective and subjective reality, or between reality and fantasy? The business's view of the consumer has serious bottom line implications. At Plus 94 Research, we help businesses cut through the uncertainty by gathering and processing real consumer intelligence through advanced scientific research methodologies. Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
Welcome back. This is Beyond Governance. My name is Nimrod Timbele. I am joined by Professor Mashudu Chilufaro from the University of Pretoria. He's a laureate of African Genius Award. Before we took that break, he gave us a very good sense of what it meant for him to be associated with CRIM in an African context, and the fact that he initially did not know how important his work has been. And he has been congratulated by a multiple of folks of caliber across the globe. And he has obviously, in his view, dented the negative perception that is normally associated with South Africans and black in particular, that black folks are equally competent and smart than any other folks. And it's very important to begin to instill that kind of thought processes, that kind of self-confidence and self-love to up-and-coming medical doctors and any other field for that matter. I mean, to be likened to the likes of Wolesi Yonka, Sionka, Dennis Mugwera, Chinua Achebe, it's a huge, huge compliment. Prof, one of the things that you know, the Genius Award, at some point you alluded to the fact that it's associated, it's at the level of it's a level of Grammys in the context of innovation. What is it that needs to be done differently, perhaps maybe, to have, because this is about self-love for continent, it's about promoting and accelerating growth via innovation, technology, and recognizing the likes of yourself. What can be done differently to elevate this particular brand such that we can all rally behind it, as its sole purpose is to elevate and conscientize Africans that they are as good, if not better?
No, I think it needs to be more marketed. It needs to be more popularized. I agree that it's just only 4 years, 2021. So I think it's picking up. If you have checked the Twitter after this latest awards, I think it has picked up in popularity than any other thing. But it's very important that our children, our young ones, our youth need to be conscientized about it, so that they must know that you don't become big by being a politician. I'm not against politicians. By being a politician, being a sport person, there's nothing wrong being a singer. But what about if you can't do any of those things? We can be great in other things, art, in innovation, science. Those things need to be showcased so that people can have role model. By the way, Dr. Mbele, you know the African newspaper, De Beeld, wrote an article about me, and they told me I'm an African MacGyver. That's how they call me. How appropriate can it be? We grew up knowing that MacGyver can solve any problem. So they look and look and look, and they just say, this is an African MacGyver.
Absolutely.
Imagine. Somebody still call me with that name even now. So I think it's more of putting in the face of kids on TV, on social media, everywhere. I'm very confident that it's going to pick up. It must start to have ambassadors so that people are aware that this thing is real. Because now it will start to change their thinking that let's solve our own problem. We have it within ourselves to solve our problems. We don't need to look out. Even our leaders must look and say, how can we, let's make Africa great, you know, for the lack of originality. Let's make Africa great because Africa is great. It has always been great. It's the only continent where people come and divide and rule and splendor. I mean, I've read books on how these things was divided. You know, the shackle of Africa. I mean, you read that book and you cry when you see what happened to our people when they were taken all over the diaspora, you know. Roots, kind of, and many things. You cry to say, man, it's not fair, you know, for people to be taken into slavery in that way and made. And the thing is, unfortunately, also come to the religion. The religion has been pushed so hard that we must forget about our own beliefs.
Absolutely.
We've always been a believer even before the Bible came.
That's so true, Prof. I mean, these are some of the things that through the African Genius Award, amongst other high-level programs and initiatives that could begin to elevate this kind of a conversation such that there is self-belief. To your point, Sarah, Africans can solve their own problems. And we do need, you know, to popularize the program in social media. We need to have ambassadors. We need to have it as part of a conversation in every single initiative, because this particular initiative can coexist with other multiple initiatives. And that's one thing that perhaps maybe as a parting shot, your view around collaboration, because Africans at some point, the biggest issue has always been competition. There's nothing wrong in competition, Prof, in my view, but the new currency, for us to leapfrog, for us to move forward, we need to anchor collaboration. Your take on that, Prof?
No, I totally agree. I think the biggest person to win here is a government, the Department of Education and Science and Innovation and Tourism. This is the department that must take this thing and run with it. It must run with it. The curriculum for our student must start to change. That when they read, they must see that they are reading about themselves, not about other people who are not from this continent. I teach my student, I said, by the way, the books are written about patients, but the patients don't read books. And those patients are not patients from this country. Some of the people who wrote those medical books, they've never seen the condition that you see, like the way you see. That's the reason that made me to get into doing PhD studies on this condition that I'm doing innovation, I'm being recognized for. Because I said, no, those people, they've never seen it the way how I see it. They are just writing from the theory. Me, I'm writing from practicality, from patients that I see on daily basis. Collaboration, you're right, is very, very important. And this is just a best initiative. Our children from grade one, they must know that they are intelligent and they can solve the problem. And they must be allowed to solve the problems.
Absolutely. Prof, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it here. We have run out of time. It has been absolutely beautiful for you to grace Beyond Governance with your presence, for you have shared so much. I wish you could have more time, and I could feel the energy and passion from your voice that there is more, and I certainly hope we can reconnect once again, Prof.
No. Thank you so much. Also, just send me the details so that I can log in and listen to the podcast and the radio. But thank you. It is an honor.
No, you're most welcome, Prof. We'll certainly do that.
Thanks. Continue to do a good work.
Lovely. That's Professor Mashudu Chilufularo from the University of Pretoria. He's an ENT specialist. He has recently been recognized as the African Genius Award, which is a prestigious initiative that celebrates extraordinary talent across African continent. And the ceremony was held on the 7th of September this year in Sierra Leone. I mean, Prof is such a remarkable individual he made history back in 2019 by performing the world's first middle ear transplant using 3D printed bones, which was said to be a groundbreaking achievement that has potential to revolutionize treatment of hearing loss. Yep, we do have a genius in the name of Professor Chilufularo. We're going to have to leave it here. It's been absolutely beautiful. I hope yourself you have a beautiful day. Craig on the controller, thank you very much. Betsy, thank you for organizing this beautiful show. As well as Funeka, thank you so much for connecting us with good Prof here. We certainly bring other laureates to come through to the show so that we can hear more and more voices behind the African Genius Award and the extent to which African Genius Award is making a difference in chipping a stereotype associated with Africans. Have yourself a beautiful day. Shalom.
Did you know that where markets are concerned, it's not easy to detect the difference between objective and subjective reality, or between reality and fantasy? The business's view of the consumer has serious bottom-line implications. At Plus 94 Research, we help businesses cut through the uncertainty by gathering and processing real consumer intelligence through advanced scientific research methodologies. Plus 94 Research, the science of decision-making.